And now time for Teenage Drink's original song.
What the hell's floating in my glass? The part of the cork.
Why do corks float in my glass when I'm trying to get drunk off my ass?
All right, fellas, point values are double. Top 8 answers on the board. Here we go. Name something on your body you're glad you only have one of.
Penis. Sorry, Mom. And God.
Penis.
Welcome to the TNA Drinks Podcast. We're the guys from the YouTube channel Drinking with TNA, bringing the shenanigans to the podcasting world. And now, here are your hosts, Tommy, Nick, and Alex.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
To episode number 16 of the TNA Drinks Podcast.
That was a great intro.
How's everybody doing? Yeah? You like that?
That was awesome, yeah.
I'm good, like always.
Good, like always, Nick?
Always good.
How are you?
I am fan-diddly-tasket. Tastic! Let's move along.
I think you're talking like me
into,
there, son.
Yeah. Let's move along and into our first part of our podcast that we always do.
Ooh.
Today on the show, the guys talk about their best wrestling experiences, places that are on their bucket list, and they compare 3 local fish and chip joints.
But before we get there, we do drink of the show. Alrighty. So, before we get into our individual drinks of the show, we are going to be doing...
Let's just sip it out of this.
We're going to be trying some moonshine that Alex got from a stranger on the street.
No. A moonshine that I got from this...
You got it on the corner from 7-Eleven, dude. What are you talking about?
Drinking bros. He came over. Oh, I met him up with the ball. He was working in Alameda doing some canine training for the police, and he said, I brought you some moonshine. This is some apple pie cinnamon moonshine.
Alex is going to go first and try it.
Apple pie cinnamon moonshine from the cop.
Ooh.
How is it?
It's really good.
Have you tried this before?
No.
Ooh. So we're all going to get shits after this.
It's really good.
It smells
I don't know how proof that alcohol, because he was sort of he didn't know either.
He probably didn't measure it.
Because a cop gave it to him.
It smells like a
it's
Christmas
It's getting a little
dessert.
Fishy, Alex. I'm not talking about the fish that's in this room.
It smells like a Christmas dessert.
Yes.
Did he just take it out of from the store and put it in his own jug?
Don't know.
Ooh, that is tasty, dude.
Ooh.
It does, doesn't it?
It smells like an apple fritter.
All right.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'd give that 4 out of 5 stars.
I'll give it 5 out of 5 stars. Thank you, Josh, for this.
Yes, Josh, whoever you are, thank you.
You know, TNA Godfathers, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 stars as well.
Hey-ho!
Oh, yeah.
And now let's get into our individual drinks. And I just realized I didn't pull one, so I'll let you guys go first.
Nick, do you want to go first with your watermelon something?
Well, thanks for telling me what I have there, Alex.
Well.
I have from Watermelon Funk, 21st Amendment Brewery, Watermelon Sour Ale, Watermelon Funk. This is the sister to the...
Watermelon Wheat.
What is this the sister of there, Alex?
Hell or High Watermelon.
Hell or High Watermelon. Why, I forgot. I have no idea.
It's your new favorite drink, isn't it?
I love it. I don't know, but that moonshine might be my next favorite drink, along with that watermelon we had last week.
Oh, yeah, that watermelon was pretty good. So just like last week, or last month, that's going to be gone in a week.
A month, a week,
you know.
It'll be gone tonight.
Wait, before you drink it, do you like sour beers?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
Not too shabby.
Pretty good. You like
it? Yeah. You know, I don't think I'd have this, often.
Right.
The sister's better, I think, but it's not, Yeah. I'm starting to like watermelon, so I'm happy. Thank That's you, good. Guys. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. The moonshine was a lot better than this.
So we got another special thing for you. It's New Belgium's The Hemperer. This one, just smell it.
It's a HPA.
Oh, yeah.
Hemp Pale Ale.
Hemp Pale Ale.
I think he's used to the smell, so it doesn't affect him.
I gotta move my nostrils just a little bit. So I can...
That stink.
So you don't want to drink this? Is that what you're saying?
No, I drank it. Drink it. Okay. Yeah, try a little bit of it.
Take a sip.
It doesn't taste like it smells.
It's actually really good.
Ooh.
It's not too bad, right?
No, that's... Can I trade?
Yeah. I'll have this.
You'll have that? Yeah. Alright.
Alright. You want me to go first? You want to
yeah,
go
you,
to your
you
little
can
card?
Go. You can go first.
Okay, I'm going with Key Lime Pie. Pale Ale by a local brewery, Armstrong Brewery.
You know, we might as well have just gotten dessert since I have these dessert beers.
Alright. Do you need this, anyone?
Nope.
Okay, let's try this key lime pie.
That was a flying penguin, guys.
Not too shabby. I like it. I don't get key lime off of it.
Mm-mm.
But it's not bad. I will drink this.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm running out of room to place my drinks.
Just move your plate over here for right now. The Three Bridges.
And my drink of the my drink of the show.
Alex has just had a stroke, everyone.
My drink of the show is called Juice Gymnastics, a collaboration double IPA from Cellar Maker Brewery, other half, Trillium Brewery, and it's from a brewery in Boston.
Brooklyn. And San Francisco.
And San Francisco.
I got you, buddy. I think you're having a stroke.
Alex, are you okay, man?
Okay.
Holy cow. I think you smelled a little bit too much of this weed beer there, buddy.
Yep, pretty good. I'll give it 5 out of 5.
So, we've tried everything?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. There is no update to the death pool.
No one's died?
No one's died.
Like,
can we? Well, I picked a debtor.
A debtor?
you did. You are winning right now.
Yes, I am.
What's the score?
1-0.
Well, no kidding, but what's the points?
I don't know because I didn't look this up.
So can we, like, before next episode, look at, you know, who we have again to see, you know, maybe we can pray on them to...
Okay.
I know it's bad,
okay.
But
yeah,
that works.
I know that sounds bad, but I want to win.
And now we go to random fact of the month.
This month's random fact of the month is 7% of Americans believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
What?
Can we go get some head?
What the hell you know about that?
I don't know nothing about it, but I heard you over talking about it to your friends, and it sounds crazy.
So what you hear me saying?
Every time you talk about it, your voice get all excited and deep, like, yo, bro, I'm about to go get some head.
What?
And your eyes get all poppy like you look.
Shut the hell up, Sean. You don't know what you're talking about, all right? So drop it. I don't want to hear nothing about it.
But, Dad, what do head mean?
I'm trying to get ahead in life. That's what it means. Daddy's going to get ahead in life, all right?
So it means when your eyes roll in the back of your head and your toes start curling up because you're traveling ahead of life.
John, shut up, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. How much of this conversation did you hear?
Not much.
If you hear much, why are you still talking? Sit back and don't say nothing else.
But, Dad, one more question.
What?
Why are you always excited about getting ahead when all it do at the end is it make you explode?
Get you! I told you!
Oh, that was a good one.
Segment number 1. It's the Great National Fish Off.
Fish Off.
Alex, explain where we got our three fishes from while I prepare it.
From one fish and chips from Camelot's, one from Big Mouth Burgers, and one from London's Fish and Chips.
All right, so first up is... Oh, shit, I should not do it on here because I just opened iTunes. First
so
one is,
music
is London's Fish and Chips.
Oh, that's actually Camelot's Fish and Chips.
Camelot's Fish and Chips. And in the tradition of England, they wrapped it in newspaper.
Have you guys ever had Camelot's Fish and Chips?
No.
Never.
Oh, man. It is good.
Didn't know Camelot's was a thing.
Well,
it's a restaurant.
It's a hole in the wall kind of place.
How many pieces are there?
I hope there's three. I hope.
There's one.
Awesome.
Oh, man, that's a big chunk of fish.
And two. There are two pieces of fish. So I'm going to take half of Alex's.
Okay.
And do you want some chips, Nick?
I do, yes, please.
I got a couple right here. Ready?
Thank
right.
you.
Would you be a darling and move that for me? Thank you. Okay, does anybody... You've been here before, right, Nick?
A couple times, yes.
Do you like it?
You know you're supposed to wait for us,
yeah.
right, Nick?
Don't just dive right in.
Yeah.
That's why I did Alex asked me if I liked it, so I was going to try it.
No, on
well,
your,
no,
your
like,
previous trips.
Oh, hell yeah, I've liked it. Why do you think I said let's get some Camelots?
What kind of fish is it?
Camelots.
Alex, what is it made out of?
Codfish.
Should we try the chip first?
Yes.
They're big.
Mm-hmm.
Potato-y. Mine is slightly underdone.
Not a fan of the French. Not a fan of the chips.
They're you can tell they're fresh. They're all right chips. Nick?
They've done better.
Okay.
They are undercooked. They are fresh. But the lady was, you know, by herself, and she had a couple people there, and I think she was just trying to hurry up.
Alrighty, now let's try the fish. Hey. If you dip it in the thing, you're just trying the tartar sauce. You have to try it without it first.
I like the breading.
Mm-hmm.
Fish is alright.
Yeah.
Kind of watery.
Mm-hmm. Where does this rate on the times you went before?
I think I've been there about four times. I think this is about the third.
So they've done
it's
better?
It's not, you know... It's not holding up to a style. It's kind of making me look bad. You know,
it's kind of
so.
Making you look like Alex right now.
No, I can talk today.
No, I meant in picking places to eat. All right, so that was London's Fish and Chips.
That was Camelot's.
Camelot's.
But this place had beer.
So this next place is London Fish and Chips. Okay.
How many pieces on this one?
There is three.
Oh, cool. Let me try a couple fries, too.
Yeah, I'll get that to you.
Thank you. Just put it on top of the other fries. There we go.
Thank you.
Okay. So this one is three pieces.
What are we trying first?
We're going to try the chips first.
Chips. Okay. Am I ready to eat? Are we
yes,
good?
Yes, we're good.
I like Camelot's fish or chips better.
To me, they're the same. You can't tell a difference in them.
Oh, I can.
They're slightly smaller. They taste a little bit different. Let's try the fish now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
London's Fish and Chips.
You like it so far?
Mm-hmm.
That's your winner?
Yep.
I'm going to try it with a little vinegar.
Mine's Camelot.
Okay. Shall we try the next one?
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think?
I want to try all three before I make a decision.
Well, this out of the first two, what do you think?
I don't like either of them.
There you have it, folks.
London's Fish and Chips, you can tell, has been frozen. And from frozen, they don't even bread it there. Camelot's, you can kind of tell they bred it there, but still is really watery. It's not like
really watery.
They didn't dry it before putting it in the batter. You can tell London's Fish and Chips was the cheapest. It was $9. And you can tell that all of it was just frozen from a place.
Freezer. From a Longstone cereal package.
Probably, yeah. They probably went to Restaurant Depot, bought the fish and chips, and that's... Apparently back in the day, they were really good. Now...
Not today.
Yeah. You can tell that Camelot's, though, is... what you call it? Fresh. Everything was made there probably today.
Mm-hmm.
Just an off day. Okay, this one already is ahead a little bit because it comes with not only fish and chips,
coleslaw.
But coleslaw. But we're not here to try the coleslaw, so it gets thrown
away.
Get
out of here, coleslaw.
Okay, these are already looking kind of disgusting.
From Big Mouth Burgers.
Alex, did you, is that what you did in the toaster, dude?
No.
I need...
In the toilet.
Who wants...
In the Oh, man. That thing bounced on the plate.
These are looking not so good. And then the chips kind of look the same.
Same, yeah.
But these ones are clearly frozen. I know these ones.
What are we trying first?
The chips.
The chips, as always. Yep, same chips.
Hmm.
These are really underdone. Mm-hmm. Like, exceptionally. I can taste dirt. All right.
Tasting soil from Ohio.
Now we're going to try the pitifully looking, kind of looks like a 15-year-old.
Dude.
All the pots that... pimples and stuff on here.
This looks like a boomerang, dude.
Yours look like a boomerang. Mine looks like a sad dildo.
Yours looks like a freaking potato wedge.
Hold on, I gotta get the potato out of my mouth because I just tasted dirt
wedge,
again.
Dude.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Burnt.
Nope.
Burnt. Completely burnt.
It tastes like shit on a platter, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit on a stick?
Yeah, that too. Well, I my choice is Camelot's.
My one's London fish and chips.
Mine is Red Lobster.
Ah.
Red Lobster, I feel, is the quality one.
Where's right? it at?
Red Lobster.
Did we have it?
No, we did not.
Okay, so what's the best out of these three?
I'm going to say Camelot's.
But not by a good choice.
But not today.
Yeah.
I would give them one more chance. I'm very, very disappointed in London fish and chips. I had it back when I was in high school. And then they made it all fresh. When you made it, like they battered it and everything, mm-hmm. that was out of this world. This is just fast food. That's why it's the cheapest.
Yeah.
It was really fast.
I am quite disappointed with all three, but I would try Camelot's one more time. I like the presentation, wrapped in newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
The chips, I can see if they cooked a little bit more, would be pretty good. Big Mouth Burgers, fries, blech. London fish and chips, I like their chips, though, a lot. That reminds me of diner. It tastes like a diner.
Nick, fish. Have you had anything else from Camelot's? Or is it just basically fish and chips?
I had their hush puppies.
Okay, how are the hush puppies?
They're okay. Right. I had Rockaway's fish and chips. I was going to go there today, but...
Nick's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick's fish and chips. I was going to go there today. We had this thing called a dog surfing championship.
Yep.
It was really busy. Couldn't go there. I had it about a week and a half ago, and... I'm disappointed that they were busy because I think that place would have won.
If that was in here, that would have been my number one.
Yeah, I think
I've had their fish and chips before too, and Nick, Alex, it's worth every $18 in that $18.
I know. Nick's Nick's is one of my favorite restaurants.
We forgot to say London's fish and chips was $9.25. That's with tax. Big Mouth Burgers was the most expensive at $15. I feel like
God. Can you get a refund on that?
I feel like going and getting a refund. And yours was
I think it was like $12.95.
With tax?
No, before.
Like 13 something after. I would go probably, I'd give Camelot's one more try.
Yeah. Should have done Nick's and then Fish Market.
That is another one, but Fish Market is a little far away. We can try Nick's, Fish Market, and one other one next time.
Mm-hmm.
Red Lobster.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll put my favorite.
You know what's going to suck? Is that me and Alex are trying to tell Tommy not to get the Red Lobster because, you know, it's Red Lobster. What are they doing with fish? Doesn't make sense. Why get fish and chips from Red Lobster? I know it's called Red Lobster, but it doesn't make sense to get fish and chips. And now I wish he would have got the fish and chips from a lot of us.
All right, guys, we'll be back after this break.
Welcome to the first installment of Maverick's Marvelous Stories. Today's story is called A Drop of Lube Goes a Long Way. One day, James, a young man of 18, decided he wanted to pleasure himself. He retreated to his bedroom and turned on his favorite porn. He started to do the deed, but made one fatal error. He was drilling for oil in a dry hole, having a hot dog with no mustard, mixing pasta with no sauce. He was sanding his wood so hard that he started to bleed. James, still with a bleeding boner, ran out of his room, down the hallway, and into the living room where his mother was. He screamed, "Mom, my pee-pee is bleeding." His mother, undeterred by a little prick, knew what to do. He took him to the bathroom to treat his wounds. At this time, his dad got home and walked in and down towards the bathroom. Seeing what was going on, he said, "What in God's name are you doing?" His wife explained what was happening, and what his son had did. James, let me give you a little advice, his father said. A drop of lube goes a long way. And with that, everyone lit up a joint and laughed the night away. This has been Maverick's Marvelous Stories. See you next time.
You're listening to the TNA Drinks Podcast.
Segment number dos.
I think Maverick has an Academy Award there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
This is your segment, buddy boy.
Yes.
What is it?
Pick three things off your bucket list.
And that is why? For interrupting my segment last time.
And tell what they are.
Go ahead, go first.
First one off my bucket list would be going to Germany for Oktoberfest.
Okay, that's cool. Why?
Because I love beer, and I always heard it's a blast over there for Oktoberfest.
Really?
Yep.
Would you? How many beers would you drink over there?
There's not enough beer there.
I would say five.
Okay. Nick, what's your first one?
My first bucket list would probably travel the world. When I was younger, I didn't care for traveling. I was like, you know, I really didn't care about anything back then. But now,
where in the world?
Everywhere.
It's Carmen San Diego.
Where are we going? Yeah, you can call me Carmen. That's fine.
So your first one is happening this month, though. You're leaving the state.
Yes, yes. I'm going to Mexico for my surprise birthday. I'm turning 40 this month, and I'm not supposed to know, but my wife kind of let the cat out of the bag. And I'm going to Mexico, and that is off a bucket list, yes.
Puerto Vallarta.
Thank you.
Don't drink the water. As
they
Tim
said,
was
drink
telling
alcohol,
you.
But the alcohol kills the ice, so you're good.
Alrighty, and my first bucket list item would be going and visiting every state in America. I think that would be an awesome thing to do, is see everything in America.
Sounds nice. Like a summer road trip.
Oh man, that
like
would be
five
like,
summers.
That'd be like
five or six summers.
17-week road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I win the lottery, I'll do that.
You cut it down to like 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, I would start off on the East Coast.
I've already been to, I'm not counting it, but I've been to Washington, but only Spokane. I'd want to go see Seattle.
Spokane's Washington, man.
I know, but I would want to see Seattle.
So on the capital. Right?
I've seen California, so that's off.
I've been
to Alaska, I've been to Hawaii, I've been to Nevada, Arizona, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Delaware, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. So I've gotten quite a few under my belt already, but I definitely want to go back to Washington, D.C. again because I want to be on my own and explore that.
You were trying to do that last year.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But yeah, that's my first one. Alex, your second?
Second one would be go to New Orleans.
For Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras or just go though.
For what?
Just for vacation because I like
to drink
Cajun food and I heard it's a blast down there.
And there's a lot of drinking.
So, that's two drinking ones.
And
wait until you hear my third one.
And
the alcoholic in you is speaking.
And
wait until you hear my third one.
And there's naked girls that like beads.
Yes.
But only one time of the year.
No.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
No. No.
Have you been to this Nolens?
No, but my wife has a friend who lived there for 6 months, and no.
Okay.
Have you been to this New Orleans?
Nolens.
You should have. I was listening over the podcast from last month, and he's like, you know this new artist named Ed Sheeran? You ever been to this Nolens? I hear it's a hoot.
It's Nolens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nola.
So, Nick, what is your second thing off your bucket list?
My second thing, I mean, it's probably going to lead into the next thing, but I just have to say it, is to get inside a WWE ring and hit the ropes.
Ooh. Like, define WWE ring. If you try
out
for Tough Enough,
I'm
and then
sorry.
That's it?
It doesn't necessarily have to be WWE. It could be any wrestling promotion. In fact, where I get my tattoos from up in Washington has a wrestling program tonight in his backyard. And I just want to hit the ropes.
So you just want to get in the ring.
I just want to get in the ring and hit the ropes.
And what? Well, you know there is a class in Oakland.
No.
It's like a gym and everything.
They have rings.
It's the all-pro wrestling class.
Yeah, it's an all-pro wrestling class. And I think it's done by a former pro wrestler from the WWE. I just don't remember who.
I have an idea, guys.
On Tommy, location. My second thing on the bucket list would be...
Yeah, see?
Kind of goes in with the first one. I want to see Disney World. But that would also... that would, if I go to Disney World, that would mark off Florida for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been. I hear it's a hoot.
It is.
And I would want to go and just see all the kingdoms. I would want to see the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom.
United Kingdom.
Well, that will go in my third one, though.
Epcot's pretty nice.
Yeah? You like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Cool. And your third one, Alex?
It might have to be about drinking again.
Huh.
What a shocker.
Oh, no.
Vegas.
That's crazy.
Marry a hooker in Vegas.
Maybe not marry, but get a hooker.
Go to...
a three-way in Vegas.
It's basically like your first one.
Travel. That's probably going to happen.
Travel each state. But the main reason I want to travel to each state, to go to each well-known brewery in that state.
Okay, that sounds very interesting.
Yes.
We could combine our two.
Yes, we can.
Looks like you guys have a road trip.
What is a well-known brewery in Florida?
Walt Disney.
I believe it's Full Sail.
Full Sail?
Full Sail is a university.
Oh, Full Sail.
Yeah, wrestling. Where TNA, yes. NXT is from.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
So you want to go there?
And there's a brewery, I believe, in Florida called Full Sail.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but I'm not sure.
Yo-ho to you, too.
Look it up.
Nope. It's in Oregon.
Nick, you're final.
I want to ride in a helicopter.
Ooh, you can do that this in Vegas. To the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. You know, I have an opportunity to go to Vegas later on this month, and I just don't know if it's all possible going to happen.
My dad said that there's something even better. So instead of an airplane, I mean, instead of a helicopter, it's an airplane. But it's one of those stunt planes.
Fuck that.
And you can go, they'll loop-de-loop, flip you upside
down. It's called a Blue Angel.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no.
No? So helicopter, though.
Helicopter, yeah.
Just for a tour?
Shits and giggles. See what's going on. You know,
you want to go to New York?
I would love to go to New York.
You could do a helicopter tour of New York.
Road trip.
Hmm.
That would mark off New York for me.
Hey.
My final.
I think these ants like the fish better than me.
He has another ant invasion.
I do.
Right there, right here, and you have some in the little cracks right there in that white in the basket.
This thing?
Yeah.
They're in the sugar.
How good is your eyesight? Oh, that goes
back.
Oh,
yeah. Look at them all in there. You got like a planetarium of them.
Hey, my ant farm.
And my
That's
final.
Pretty good eyesight, huh?
Well, yeah, he's got that laser vision ever since he got the surgery.
Ah.
Tommy, you saw me before my vision. It was horrible, wasn't it?
I have it. I started working with you after you got.
Just
there.
Roll with it, buddy.
He's seen you. He's seen you with glasses.
Alex, roll with it, buddy.
Glasses and shaved head. We could have been twins when I was wearing glasses.
Hey.
Okay, Tommy, what is your third one?
I want to see every running production of Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh.
I have seen, the only two I'm missing are New York on Broadway and in the United Kingdom.
Damn, dude. Ooh. That means you got like three or four things you can do in New York and cut everything off your bucket list.
I know. I could.
So we should do it. Let's do it in 2020.
Okay. Let me set that up there.
Mark it down.
But yeah, I've seen everything else. I've seen it on tour in San Francisco many times. I've seen the one that's not there anymore, the Las Vegas one.
Nice.
You saw that play that's real big. What's it called? The one you were waiting for tickets and stuff. You're on the computer all
day. I did not go to go see Hamilton. No.
Weren't you telling me something about Hamilton earlier this week?
Hamilton will be, they're gonna make it into a movie, but not a live adaptation. They're going to be releasing, they filmed two.
The films?
Yeah, they filmed two shows of it, and they're going to release that, but.
Is that just like the Phantom Opera we saw in the
IMAX? Yes.
Okay.
It's like that, except it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be with the full set. That was just the special. You're making a lot of noise over there, buddy boy.
I know.
Sorry.
How does the ants taste? Does it give it more flavor?
Oh, no. I'm scooping those ants away. I'm just flicking them.
So,
out of nowhere, gee. No ants.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. But in the contract, they can't show it until after 2020. So that's when that will happen. All right. That was a good segment, everyone.
It was.
We will be back after this commercial break.
Sherry, two strikes, Parkers can steal. Name something you use to cover a crack.
A banana.
and you just put it right in that crack. There you go.
A banana?
Yeah, you smash it up. You just stick it right in there.
Mama Fink, Mama
Fink.
Hello?
A banana!
And now, Bill Cosby giving advice on downers.
Okay, now let's talk about pills, all right? People take pills to get high, you see. Now, some pills are called downers. So, if we take a downer, it kind of makes us feel sleepy. And we think we feel good, like...
There, you're on a downer now. You've taken one, and now it's starting to react in your body, and now you feel like this. That's not much fun, is it? You thought you were gonna get high, but you're just very drowsy and sleepy and bumping into people. You don't want to bump into people.
And now, back to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
Hey, look, there's an ant crawling right here. Goodbye.
Pudding Pops.
The segment should be called The Ant Problem. Tommy's blowing kisses to ants.
What is your topic, Nick?
You guys used to like wrestling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys still like wrestling?
A little.
Not
little?
Right now.
Not right now. Okay. Have you guys ever been to wrestling matches?
I've been to a couple of wrestling.
Have you ever dressed
up? I'm sorry. If we're going to talk about it, we have to use the nomenclature Vince McMahon put out. Sports entertainment events. Yes, I have.
No.
And I've seen lots of superstars.
No.
And I've been part of the WWE universe.
That's garbage.
$9.99 a month.
Have you ever dressed up as your favorite superstar?
No.
I have not dressed up like a superstar.
Okay, well, I went to the wrestling event and I dressed up as Carlito. He was a mid-card
wrestler. I pity the fool. Oh, wait, that's Mr. T.
That's Mr. T.
Yeah. Carlito was the guy who chewed his apple and, you know, yeah, ate it and spit it out. Anyways, I was dressed up as him, and I had a buddy. His name was Dana. He's dressed up as Ric Flair. Somehow we timed it on where we went down to our seats.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Yeah. Somehow we timed it when we went to our seats where Ric Flair came out to wrestling. So when we were walking down the aisle, all of a sudden Ric Flair's music hit. Little long, but that's all right. We started walking down, the fans went crazy. We were walking down, fans went crazy. They didn't know Ric Flair was coming out. Ric Flair was coming out the stands. Ric Flair was coming everywhere.
Woo!
You didn't get anything of that. You just cut me off, didn't you?
No, I got a little bit of that for you.
So we sat in our seats. We went to, you know, people asking to take pictures, so we're kissing babies and taking pictures. It was awesome. Best time. Awesome time. Your turn, Alex.
There's a couple good ones.
Could it beat that?
With the best one?
Woo! Yes, it will. Mine will.
Oh, okay. Here's mine. Yes.
WrestleMania.
What about WrestleMania?
That's the best thing ever. You didn't see it, bud. It was Alex looking at Nick saying WrestleMania, then shaking his head.
He was not like what Tommy does.
Was it WrestleMania 31?
Right. Yes.
WrestleMania 31. That whole weekend, it was me, Tommy, and Tommy's brother. Went to NXT, which I like better than WrestleMania. And WrestleMania was all right. But that was one of my, basically, my bucket list.
It was awesome, huh?
I
went to WrestleMania 19, I believe. It was Hogan versus McMahon.
Is that where What's-His-Face got dropped on his face?
Oh, Brock Lesnar? Yeah. He almost killed himself, yeah.
And the best part was meeting Stardust and Jack Swagger.
I won a belt.
You know...
Yes, Tommy won a belt.
Tommy, tell me how you won that belt,
brother. I impersonated Hulk Hogan.
How'd you do that?
With my voice.
What'd you do?
I'm sorry, I don't take requests.
You have to talk to Maverick to ask for requests from Tommy.
Yeah, get in touch with my secretary, Maverick. He'll work something
out. How did you win the belt, buddy?
Impersonating Hulk Hogan.
What did you say as Hulk Hogan?
Listen, brother.
Oh, boo.
Hulkamania runs wild on you.
Come on, dude. Say how you said it.
No.
Dude, it's just us three.
And my penis.
All right, we're done.
That makes four.
But we were the first ones to see the NXT live. Was it NXT live?
Did you just get lost in my glowing eyes?
Yes.
It's distracting, Tommy.
It was.
I picture you with the Hogan mustache, right?
It was NXT TakeOver before NXT TakeOver.
TakeOver, yeah. Not live.
Listen, brother! Hulkamania runs wild on you!
Is that better? Is that good for you? Does that make you happy, Nick?
Yes, sir.
My favorite wrestling event was a little story. It all started at NXT Live. It was scheduled to go 2 hours, but went 4 hours. So, after that, Alex and I were going to go to Access, right? And we're like, we're going to need Sharpies. So, this was midnight. We drove around for an hour and a half looking for a CVS to be open to get a Sharpie so we could get autographs. We ended up going to NXT. And there was lines out the door for all the like people you wanted to meet. So we got in line for originally Axis Curdle and Emma.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Curtis Axel. You know,
Axis Curdle?
Yeah.
Curdle Axis?
It don't matter. He's not Emma. In WWE anymore.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's with that one guy.
The B team.
And that is what happened. So, and that's why there was no line for him. Mm-hmm. So right as we get to about 10 people deep, they switch to two other people. And I thought it was an upgrade. We got to see Stardust, who is now killing it in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And someone who's all right.
Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger.
Who was all right.
Jack Swagger was the second strongest person.
Person?
Yeah.
He's training for MMA now.
Alex, do you poop in toilets?
Hey.
He's training MMA.
Hey. I'm talking from New Orleans, you know what I mean? No, what the hell? Jack Swagger's like the second strongest person there behind Brock.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Why are you looking at me like that, Alex?
I don't know.
He's getting lost in my dreamy eyes again.
Yes, well, you just have to put that hand right there. Oh, I just creamed myself.
Huh? Wow, Alex, that was a little creepy.
You know why Tommy's going to say, Alex, you know why?
Don't start that.
Come again?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
Nothing. I was going to say, you know, this is the reason why Tommy goes, Alex, do you know why I know you're...
What the fuck was that?
I've been really Tommy.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead and talk, Maverick.
Hello, Maverick.
Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
Let's do the dirty, dirty.
All right.
You know,
back
you
to my
like
story.
The devil from South Park, dude.
Back to my story. So we get back to the hotel, which, by the way, let me tell you a little tangent on the hotel story.
That's what I was going to ask next.
So I was like, let's get a hotel. Let's stay at the Hilton right next to the Santa Clara County Convention Center. We don't have to get up early. We can go over, leave our bags in the hotel. Guess what? It was in the San Jose Hotel Convention Center, halfway across town. So anyway, we get back to our hotel after finding a Sharpie.
At like 3 o'clock.
Three in the morning. And we set our alarm for 6 because we need to get over there by 8. And we need to take a shower and everything.
Mm-hmm. How'd you set the alarm? Was there a special alarm there?
Oh,
there was a TV alarm.
There was many alarms going off.
We each set our own alarm. The TV goes off, and it said TV alarm. I was like, that sounds kind of cool. It wakes us up at 6 in the morning, full blast on, like, a Jenny Craig commercial. So we get to NXT, and we get up to Jack Swagger, and guess what? They have...
Access.
Yeah, we get up to them, and they have Sharpies for you.
Oh, man.
So we didn't need to wake up
at... Son of a beehive.
And spend 2.5 hours getting Sharpies.
Also, what's cool, they had the NXT... NXT ring bell, and then the Three Stooges were there. The Bobby Buckland, and all those wrestlers. Wrestlers.
Okay.
Not
Pat Patterson and stuff. Okay, I was like,
not Larry.
Who's doing that?
Not Larry Mellon Curly.
What?
I don't know.
Why do you keep looking at me?
I don't know.
It's like you're at work to Alex.
He keeps getting lost in my dreamy eyes.
What the hell is this? Are we in Disneyland right now?
Bucket list.
Why isn't it? There it is. It's the Three Stooges.
Oh.
Anyway, is this segment over? Are we done sharing our events?
Oh, one last thing. Was it at Raw? Me and you went to Raw that one time. He was like, we're going to sit right next to each other.
You're going to be right across the aisle from us, Alex. You should buy those seats.
Yep. Bought them. I was right in the corner of the Trident Tron, and you could see the ring just right behind it.
Hey, I got something else to say. I almost got my butt kicked by Santino Marella.
Marella.
All right, Santino Marella.
How did that happen?
Well, I was in the, you know, pretty good front row seats. Not the front row, but pretty good. And he was running away from someone because he was getting his ass kicked. And I started smacking his back, like other people are doing. He turned around.
You were smacking his ass?
Because everybody else doing it. You have to fit in, right?
His back.
Okay.
Alex, are you like on some new medication or something?
I'm not. I'm
what
high
is
on
in
life.
This beer? And so he turns around, looks like he's going to punch me, thinking it's a different wrestler. I was like, hey. Everything's good.
Is that it, everybody?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, we'll be back after this break.
And now, back to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
It's time for Idiot of the Month. Everyone's shaking their head at me. Why?
You're first.
Yours
like this.
My Idiot of the Month is a guy named Mike. He does not know how to do his own damn job, and he's asking me how to do it. No, I'm tired of it. End of segment. Nick, your Idiot of the Month.
Oh, man. My Idiot of the Month. Can you get back to me?
Look, there's another ant over there.
Alex, you're up.
Okay. My Idiot of the Month is FedEx freight driver.
Hey-o.
Who saw a bunch of cars in the parking lot, customers that was helping. I couldn't go out there and say, what are you delivering or anything. So he blocks the entrance, unloads the pallet, puts it right next to the stairs so it's hard to get the forklift on, and comes like, I need you to sign this. He doesn't come in after when he parks or anything and tell me he has a pallet for me. Just comes in, I need you to sign this. I left it by the stairs. And that's my Idiot of the Month. Because he should have came in, say, I had a pallet for you, and where should I put it?
Nick, your Idiot of the Month.
Idiot of the Month is the person who thinks driving 35 miles an hour on a 65 mile an hour highway is okay. I'm in the back of you with my kids. I do not want to do 30. I want to do 65. All right, I'm playing. I want to do 75. I want to get there and get back. So if you're on the highway, don't do 35. Do the goddamn speed limit.
What lane were they in?
Oh, the slow lane.
That's your problem.
35 is not the slow lane, buddy.
You should have went in the faster lane.
Hey, you know what?
There's four lanes on a highway. Lane number one is the fast lane.
I'm glad you can count there, big guy.
Lane number two is the second fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
Lane number three is the middle lane.
Mm-hmm.
And lane number four is the slow lane for
not
old 35 grannies.
Miles an hour slow lane. You do 50 as the lowest.
No.
Yeah.
According to California driving law, is you're not allowed to
drive. Do you really
to
want to bet him right now?
I do. Dude, give me the law.
According to California law, you are not allowed to drive faster than safe to do so.
You can also get a ticket for driving too slow.
Not if it's raining.
Oh, it's not raining.
Or foggy.
It wasn't foggy.
Or dude, visually impaired.
The fog here is some shit, I tell you what. 4:45 in the morning trying to get to work from... Yeah. Holy shit.
You know why? That's God telling you that you need to go to work at 5. You don't need to go to work at 5.
God's telling me to go to work at 5. I
don't
need
to
go
to work at 5.
Huh.
Huh. Mm. That was interesting.
Yes, it was.
It was crazy, yeah.
Very interesting.
Time for final thoughts.
Nick, your final thought for this month of September.
Like always, guys, when you're having fun in the pool, don't pee. You ruin it for everybody.
Alex, your
it's not
final thought.
It's not who you fucked, it's how you fucked them.
And my final thought comes from Maverick's story. An ounce of lube goes a long way. All right, guys, we're about to close this out.
Yep.
Episode number 16 into the books.
16.
Is there anything else you guys would like to say?
Not for me.
I just want to say that, you know, Tommy, you do a good job at this podcast and everything.
Thank you.
But I think everyone stepped their game up ever since Tommy got the new, it's not graphics, video, audio. What am I trying to say?
The new audio. I don't even think God knows what you're trying to say.
The new audio.
The new mixer.
TNA. No, the new audio for TNA. I'm talking about the TNA drinks. There's your host, Tommy, Nick, and Alex. That stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think we really stepped our game up from that. So I really think that maybe we should think about having next week's episode as episode 3 instead of 17 because it's just a new format.
So you want to take the Alex approach and rebirth?
Oh yeah, what I was saying in the car earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that too.
Today we're starting at episode 1.
No, last week was episode 1.
So then this would be 2.
Right.
So then why did you say it was going to be 3?
I'm saying. Next
I have a question.
Week.
I have a quick question. Yeah. I have a quick question. From last podcast, you said what did he say? Oh, we were talking about the strippers.
Oh
and
yeah,
business cards. And you said, did she give you your business card on your pants? And
yeah, you said
both of us are like, what does that mean, Nick? Did the stripper give
you
business cards
means, man.
On your
she
pants?
She gave you her business on your pants. You're telling that story where you had
she
to go
pissed
home.
On my pants?
No.
She used her vagina to write in cursive?
She gave you a love note, all right. Where you had to go home and wash that shit because the shit was all over your jeans.
That was the Vegas stripper. Okay, I got home and I saw a vagina stain on there. It looked like whoop whoop whoop. Three.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got
it
these
like
stories
the
mixed up.
Like the with the Aussie eye, like on the dollar bill.
Yes, it did.
No, but I'm serious. Everything stepped up. It's awesome, and this is, you know, it's really really cool.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Until
next time.
If you want to continue the madness, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TNA Drinks. You can also find our videos on YouTube by searching for Drinking with TNA. Find our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirts.com. And finally, you can find all the links on our website, tnadrinks.com.